This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, my name's Daryl Ong and you tune in to Bar None, the show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world. Exciting news for hockey fans nationwide, as both the men's and women's hockey league is set to resume early next month. This comes when earlier this month, Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob announced that the teams in the M-League, in the MHL and the STL will resume training through the sports bubble concept and with strict SOPs. Sports that those leagues cater to, football, hockey and takraw, are close to Malaysian hearts, so this decision was welcomed with open arms. The MHL, which was postponed once when it was initially scheduled for January and then pushed due to MCO 2.0, the league will feature a total of 8 men's teams, where Sabah for the first time will field a men's team and also 6 teams for the women's division. With play just around the corner, March the 11th, we catch up with the president of the Malaysian Hockey Confederation, Datuk Subhan Kamal, as he gives us his insight on the lead-up to the tournament.
Actually, to be honest, it's been very difficult because, as you know, every year we have international tournaments and our calendar is packed all round because we've got the men senior, we've got the juniors, men, junior women. So we have a lot of leagues going on in the country. We have age group tournaments such as the National League, which usually we do it in the month of January to February.
Right.
Because hockey is a bit different from football because football, the league goes on nearly about 8 to 9 months. Whereas in hockey, it takes much shorter time. The simple fact is because we actually participate in a lot of international tournaments. So last year, we managed to do the league, which was in January and February.
Right.
And it's very important for us to do the league because that's a platform for the boys and the girls to actually play competitive hockey and to make themselves prepared for international tournaments.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, the COVID so-called pandemic happened and there was a lockdown on the 18th of March last year. So that has been dragging and going on. You know, we've been just hoping that it'll go away, but apparently it's been around for a year now.
Hmm.
And this year we're supposed to have a league, which we planned to do it in January. Unfortunately, with the COVID kicking in, so we just couldn't do anything. And we're just hoping that, you know, we'll be able to get our league going. And a lot of international tournaments last year was also all cancelled. In fact, for this year, we thought probably like our men's and women will participate in tournaments like the Champions Trophy. We've got the Asia Cup and World Cup qualifiers.
Mm.
But apparently this pandemic has not only affected Malaysian hockey, but hockey all around the world and other sports too. So the only thing is that now, since the MCO kicked in, we couldn't actually do our league. So we postponed it till a later date. So thank God, recently, if you've heard, the Minister of Sports was kind enough to bring up the proposal to the National Security Council to allow 3 major sports, which is football, hockey and sepak takraw, to carry on with the league. So we've been given approval to do our league in a bubble kind of situation.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we've decided, which is our competition committee, which is headed by Dato' Sri Anil. It's my vice president in the Malaysian Hockey Confederation. He's also the president of Sabah Hockey. So we've actually decided to go ahead with our league, which starts on the 10th of March till 11th of March, sorry, till the 10th of April.
Mm-hmm.
That's just before the Ramadan month
period,
comes along.
Mm.
So we're really hoping that, you know, nothing will change and we'll be still be able to carry out the league. It was very important that we need to have this league going on so that we can actually give match experience and also keep the boys and girls prepared for international tournaments, okay, which I reckon will only start probably after the Ramadan month, which is June, July.
Right. I mean, Dato, this is definitely great news, you know, especially for players, you know, just to return to a sense of normalcy.
Exactly, because hockey players like the Malaysian Hockey Confederation, these players are all professionals, you know, so
yeah,
they get paid a salary, but you know, a minimal salary, which is not too much. But the bigger income that they actually get is from the clubs.
Yeah.
So, for example, if a player plays for Terengganu, he signs a contract for a year. and he plays in the league for 2 months only, but the club itself releases them for national duty and they train with us. So it's also not because of a competition, but it's also affecting their livelihood because they need to be paid. So the clubs also, to be fair to them, to spend so much money on the players, but then they don't get to play hockey and don't get exposure in sponsorship. So it's a very difficult situation. So by having the league hopefully carried out next couple of weeks will help not only us, but also the players and for their livelihood and for their income.
Great to hear. I mean, Dato, March 11 is just around the corner. How has things been for you guys? You know, has it been hectic
pretty good. We've
in the lead-up?
Pretty good. We've been quite busy engaging with the relevant authorities such as the Kementerian Belia dan Sukan, MKN, which is the National Security Council, and also with the National Sports Council, which is MSN in Malay. And also we've been engaging with the stakeholders, which are the clubs who participate. So we've been busy engaging with them, planning, and also we've set up a special task force, which I chair the meeting, to handle on the do's and don'ts that we should do during the SOP. So it's going to be very difficult. And we've also decided that because it's a directive from the government that if for us to carry on the league, we should actually house the players in a bubble. That means that the players will stay in a hotel, and they will actually from the hotel go to their training places and also go to the matches and go back to the hotel. So usually the league runs about 2 months, and generally that's what we do. But because of this special situation that has happened, what we decided was to fast track the whole tournament to have it only for 3 to 4 weeks.
Right.
So that will actually help us in making sure that, you know, nothing happens and the boys and girls will be kept under one roof and we will monitor the situation. And then by doing that, definitely, as you know, Tenaga National Berhad is our main sponsor and they'll be the title sponsors for the league too. But it's going to be very costly. And to be fair to the teams, we've also decided that Malaysian Hockey Confederation will bear the cost of the league, and which is going to cost us a big bomb, which is going to be a couple of a couple hundred thousand ringgit in Malaysia. But unfortunately, we have no choice but to assist and make sure that we spend this money so that the boys and girls will be able to play in the league and we'll be able to organize the league and try to do it successfully.
Dato, what does the new normal for hockey look like? You know, is that things like less coaches?
Because you see, even the national team, you know, you can see that they need to play active hockey and they need to train outdoors because, you know, they got to be in the actual environment of a competition. But because of this COVID situation, looks like most of the training now is held online, and online is definitely not the same as having actually playing on a pitch or on a turf.
For sure.
So this is something new that the players and the coaches have actually adapted themselves to. And also we've been having a lot of meetings and, you know, you'd be amazed the number of meetings that we have online, you know. So it's actually brought a new way of running organizations and also running meetings. And we can't complain much, you know, because we have to adapt to the new norms. And, you know, you see every boys and girls walking around with masks on their face and stuff. So it's a bit different. But unfortunately, we have no choice. We have to go ahead with this and make sure that this pandemic doesn't spread. And we don't want to create a new cluster among hockey players too.
For example, right, badminton, they have limited the people that can be on pitch side and that sort. Is there something that you guys are looking into as well?
Oh, definitely, because usually the biggest attraction for any tournament will be the crowd or the fans. So this time around, there will be no fans allowed to be in the pitch, and it's only just the players and the coaches. Even officials are not allowed to. So it's going to be a bit different, but nevertheless, nothing is impossible. We have to work towards it and make sure that we abide by all rules and regulations set by the government, because to be fair to the government, they're doing their part to make sure that they try to contain this pandemic. So the good thing news is that they've allowed us to organize the tournament. So we have to actually follow rules and regulations set by the government to also assist them to make sure that everything is done carefully and properly and safely. So that's very important for the players and also for everyone else.
Yeah. What are the potential challenges that MHC, what do you foresee?
The cost. One of the biggest challenges in organizing a tournament would be the cost. We already spent nearly about R1 million to organize a league. But now with the accommodations cost kicking in, there's going to be additional cost. And these challenging times, it's very difficult to find sponsors. Luckily, we have Tanaga National, Bang Islam and QNET being our main sponsor to come on board and assist us. But yet, to be fair to the sponsors, they need to see their money's worth or the return of investment. Mm. So we also need to, while having all these regulations and measures taken to make sure that the tournament is run safely and in a bubble, yet we need to make sure that the sponsors get their money's worth. So it's going to be quite difficult, but like I said, it's going to be the first time we're doing this in this manner, but we are up for any challenges and to make sure that new ways, new rules, regulation. But we have a very good team in the competitions committee. We've got a very committed executive board, and the most important thing, the clubs that is participating in the leagues are working with us very closely and also helping us out to make sure that everything is done in a proper way and to make sure that we have a successful league run next month.
That was Dato' Subahan Kamau, the president of the Malaysian Hockey Confederation. More of that conversation coming right up, so do keep it here, only on Bar None on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, my name is Daryl Ong. You're tuned in to Bar None, at the show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world. Today on the program, we've been checking in with Dato' Subahan Kamau, the president of the Malaysian Hockey Confederation, on the imminent and much anticipated resumption of the Malaysian Hockey League on the 11th of March. Hockey, although it's a sport close to Malaysian hearts, is still a sport overshadowed by other Malaysian favourites like badminton and football. Internationally, Malaysian hockey is highly regarded. They are currently 20th in the world and the second-ranked Asian nation after India. We picked up the conversation with Dato' Subahan on why the sport is under-celebrated. We talk about the roles of the different state associations and also what can help raise the caliber of competition nationwide.
In order for us to develop hockey in this country, the states should actually play a big role. Unfortunately, I've been saying this to all state leaders. I've gone down to each and every state and trying to convey this message that the state government, who's led by this Menteri Besar or chief ministers, should actually look into hockey. Because sometimes you see, if you look at it, no doubt you have to accept the fact, not only in Malaysia, but all around the world, football is the number one sport. But wait a minute, Malaysia does very well in hockey. We are number 11 in the world, our women is also well. And our juniors, just to share with you, in the Junior Olympics recently, which was held in Buenos Aires, the last Junior Olympics, we actually won the gold medal for the hockey fives, which is a big, big achievement. Well, nobody shouts about it, unfortunately, everybody is focusing on other sports. But hockey is actually doing extremely well. And for us, the states should believe in helping out hockey in their relevant states. So the only states that I can see actually really spending money and supporting their state hockey associations are Terengganu, which Terengganu spends about $3 million a year just for the hockey team. That's why you see the Terengganu hockey team always participates in the National Hockey League. And then you've got people like Sabah now coming in and saying, look, we will also assist our hockey team, which is good. We've got states like Selangor, states like Wilayah Persekutuan, which is, they are rich states, Unfortunately, they don't see potential in hockey, which is sad, because I think the state government has to play a bigger role in helping out the state association, because the presidents themselves, some are business people, all right, but some are not. So for them to also go out and get sponsorship is very, very difficult. Furthermore, with these kind of challenging times, So I think the mindset of the state leaders should change, and they should actually come on board and support their hockey association in the states. Because when they organize a tournament in state level successfully, they'll be able to give a platform for younger players to actually participate. And by doing that, the national hockey body will be able to scout talent and bring them in on board to the national squad and then groom them and polish them so that we can actually move forward. You know, just to share with you, I think be it whoever you bring down to be our national coach from any part of the world, they will always say that Malaysia is never short of talent. We've got amazing hockey players. Unfortunately, they don't have enough competition. They don't have enough platforms to play. You see, the national body can only do so much. We organize the league, but we've got tournaments also, which we organize, and that's all money, costly. But we're so busy participating in international tournaments all around the world. So it's the duty of the state associations to actually organize state leagues in their relevant places, you know. So the more leagues they have, the more tournaments they have in state level, then you'll be able to give more opportunity and chances for younger generation to play. But that all can be done only if they have enough funding. So this is where I say that the state government should actually seriously look into it and support their relevant hockey associations by funding them so that they'll be able to organize more tournaments.
Yeah, funding is definitely one thing, but don't you think that, though, that marketing the sport as well, is that another reason why hockey is so undervalued in that sense?
Not really. I think, to be fair, like I said, I'm a businessman, you know, and most of my executive board are all professionals, so we do enough marketing and sponsors. I know we try to give the sponsors their money's worth, but unfortunately, like I said, the mindset in our society, they still compare with football, you know, so they don't see it, you know. So we're doing whatever it takes for us to give as much marketing and publicity as much as we can for hockey. Thank you. Your radio station is kind enough to give me an opportunity to talk about what we're doing. But luckily, thank God, we have Tenaga Nasional, who's always believed in us and also believed in the Malaysian Hockey Confederation. So we've actually signed a 6-year contract with them. And during these challenging times, you know, not many people want to come on board and help us. But thank God, Malaysian hockey has got TNB on beside us, and TNB has always been supporting us, and they've always given us hope. So I think, which is very important for us, that the sponsors should believe in us, and they are with us. So but like you said, we will still do whatever it takes, keep working much harder to knock on doors and make sure that people will actually believe in us and come on board and support us more.
Yeah, I mean, the pandemic has definitely, you know, caused us to work harder and, in a way, change our mindset to how we run things.
Mm-hmm.
How has the pandemic changed the way MHC runs tournaments? You know, what are the lessons learned?
Like I said, you know, we now it's like, you know, even when we want to organize a tournament, before it's just exactly what decides, and we set on a date, and then we go back to the stakeholders with the state hockey bodies and tell them, look, this is what we want to do, this is when we want to do it. But now it's a bit difficult because we have to go back to the government to get approval. Only when the government and relevant authorities give us approval, then we can organize tournaments, etc. So it's a bit of a different situation now. Nevertheless, in terms of mindset, we've not changed. We're still working very hard to make sure that, you know, we do whatever it takes to make sure that soon we will be winning big major tournaments around the world and make sure that we bring hockey to the next level. It's not far before we knock into the top 10 in the world.
Yeah.
Before, when I took over 2015, we were actually number 13 in the world, but today we are number 11 within the short period of time. And we've actually beaten a lot of big teams, big countries around the world. But I think with more support, more funding, definitely we should be able to do well and break into the top 10 in the world. And, you know, soon we should be winning major, major tournaments. And probably, like you said, you know, when you start winning big tournaments, then the crowd will come, the fans will come, and they'll believe in us. But look, hockey has always been exciting. It's always been very close to Malaysian public's heart. And we're working very hard to make sure that we still do much, much better than what we're doing now, which I believe so we will. So this next couple of years is very important because we know that we can do much better, the boys can do better, and we will bring some glory for the country and for the nation.
Slowly but surely, you climb up the ladder.
True.
You mentioned about, you know, our players training at home and that kind of thing. When the league resumes, Dato, do you foresee the standard or the quality of the competition? Would it be affected, in your opinion?
Definitely a bit, but once the tournament kicks off, I think the boys will be back to normal because they are the key thing in any major sport is that we need to be fit, and in hockey you got to be super fit. So I think the coaches are doing whatever it takes, especially the national head coach, which is Arul Selvaraj, and also the technical directors, Paul Revington. These are well-known names around the world. I think we're working very hard to make sure that the players and even coaches in the state level who are experienced ex-internationals believe in their players. And the only way to do better is by keeping the boys fit. So the trainings that they do, even if it's online, it's amazing and very difficult, but the boys are coping very well. Mm-hmm. So I believe it's not a big issue. When the league resumes, maybe in the beginning, you know, some rusty skills, etc. But once they kick off, I don't think it should be an issue. We should be back to normal.
Great, great to hear. Throughout your tenure, Dato, you've been an advocate for women's hockey. Tell us a bit about the efforts today. What are you guys doing?
Women hockey, I think a lot of people didn't really look at it because we were actually giving more attention to the men's hockey. But being in Malaysian hockey, the first thing in 2015, me and my deputy president, Dr. Shamala, who's also played for the country before, and I think she has a fantastic mindset on how to make sure that women hockey does well. So what we did was we spent a lot of money, and the day it boils down to money. So we spent a lot of money in sending our players all around the world and exposing them with big, big teams to play in competitive matches with some of the bigger, big names around hockey around the world. And that has given them a lot of confidence. Currently, our national team comprises of very, very young women. I think the average age is only about 19 and 20 years old. Oh. We've got some seniors, but they're just to guide. But our national squads are very young. This is the players of the future. So maybe we might not be... We're number 20 right now, but we might not be doing well in the next couple of months because they need to be exposed and given the moral support and given the exposure. But trust me, in the next 4 years to come, these girls will have experience and they will have enough courage to take on any big name around the world. So I think the women hockey is going to do extremely well. We've got a very good coach, which is Nasihin, guided by our technical director, Paul Remington, who was, before this, was in Malaysia for a short while, and then he was off to England, where he was a coach for Great Britain Women's, and then I think he knows what he's doing. So we can be rest assured that the women's hockey in Malaysia will do well, and they will be something that will surprise the whole nation soon.
Last question, Dato. 2020 has put all of us on pause and it gave us an opportunity to, you know, plan for the future. Other than the league that's going to be starting real soon, tell us a little bit about 2021's plans.
Sure. We're going to have the league, which is, God willing, will carry on the 11th of March till the 10th of April. Then we're planning to actually send our men's and women's team abroad, even during the Ramadan month. We'll try to get special approval from the government so that the players can actually leave the country and go and play some international friendlies all around the world to get enough playing time and exposure. On top of that, Great Britain has written to us and we've already agreed to bring them down in April. So they are planning to come on board in April and we're planning to have the tournament in Kuantan and also to organize it in a bubble kind of situation. Then the teams will actually participate in the Asians Trophy, which is around June, July, and then they'll have the Asia Cup, which ends the year. But we've also been actively talking to the world body because the world body believes in Malaysian hockey and they believe that we can also organize good tournaments. So we've actually bidding for the Nations Cup to be held in 2022. On top of that, we're also bidding for the men's Junior World Cup and women's Junior World Cup, which is supposedly to be held in 2023. So we're hoping that these tournaments will be awarded to Malaysia. I think the bidding process ends in 31st of March. We'll be submitting our request to organize it. So hopefully if they allow us to host these tournaments, major tournaments, is going to be very good because Malaysia will be hosting such a big tournament, which is the World Cup or the Nations Cup, but also to excite the fans, you know, so also to get more people interested in hockey and also to show that Malaysian hockey is reckoned around the world and we should be able to host and also participate in international world-class tournaments. So these are exciting tournaments that we have had in mind and we're planning to host it. But it's going to be a very, very busy year after this year, after April, because a lot of international tournaments will be held. Hopefully COVID goes away. I know it's going to be difficult to go away, but hopefully we should be able to contain it with a vaccine and all coming, and hopefully we should be able to resume back work as normal and move on with playing more active hockey in near future.
That was Dato' Subahan Kamau, the president of the Malaysian Hockey Confederation. And with that, we've come to the end of this week's program. If you'd like to revisit that interview again, you can head over to our website, www.bfm.my/barnone. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. My name's Daryl Ong. This has been Bar None, the show that brings you through the ins and outs of the sporting world. Join us again next week on here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.